Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. William Duckerberg back on the show. Bill is a chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, former dean of the entire business school at Temple University in another life, one of the most respected economists in the galaxy, the purveyor of the outstanding landmark legendary NFIB index of small business optimism, and a pretty good fisherman too, and he's our good friend Bill. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Love it's good to have intro. You. It's good to have you back as always. So, wow, the hits just keep on coming, don't they, Bill?
They do, you know. Our guys and gals out there are having a good time, and the economy is treating them well, and they'd like to do even better if they could just find some employees.
Yeah. That's all these years, and all the years you've been covering this, the 40-something years you've been doing the index, and the almost 20 years you and I've been reporting on it and on the show, it's gone from taxes to health care. Now it's those things are not as big. They're still annoying sometimes, but they're not on the front burner, are they? It's finding qualified
people. Right. They're not viewed as a threat now. We got the tax cut bill, of course. So tax rates were lowered. And the pass-throughs were treated better, finally.
Right.
But the important thing is that nobody's worried about taxes going forward. So that's off the table, and nobody's worried about the regulatory costs. They're going down. So what's the number one problem? Finding qualified workers. That's the big deal.
Well, the thing that worries small business owners is anything that prevents us from growing and prevents us from being profitable. Anything like that. And the taxes are not like that anymore. Healthcare is not like that anymore. We don't have this. We have much less of the specter of Obamacare on us anymore. And so, but now, I mean, there are people out there who are saying, if I could find enough qualified people, we could grow our business 25-30%.
Exactly.
And that's the only thing that is holding them back. And so, and yet, Bill, the index is almost at a record level.
It is so close that you might as well say it's a record level.
Yeah.
A tenth of a point difference from the 1983 record.
That's a rounding error, right?
Yeah. But the interesting difference is that over the same period, back then in 1983 versus now, the average index is much higher. So we're looking at, you know, an average of 105-ish versus 102-ish.
Right.
It's just astounding. That's all we can say. It's astounding.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, small businesses are finally feeling some love. They're finally feeling some love in the marketplace. The government, they don't feel that the government is in their face. They feel like that Washington is not against them, might be in favor of them. And they're not frightened anymore. But we cannot minimize, Bill, something you and I have talked about a lot over the last several years, and that is the increasing financial strength of small business owners. If you survived the lost decade, you did it by deleveraging, and you did it by operating tighter and more efficiently. And therefore, when the cash register rings a little bit more, you get to put more money on the bottom line, don't you?
Absolutely. And of course, invest a lot of that money. So, you know, since the bad times, we've seen about a 15-point increase in the percent of our firms investing in capital equipment. And the most recent productivity numbers show the results. Productivity was up, 2.6% in the last quarter. That's amazing. And we know from looking at the data that it takes about a year from the time that our small business people start investing a lot more to the time the productivity numbers show it. So we're right on schedule. So a year ago we started doing this, and here we are. Good productivity numbers, that means good bottom line results for our firms, but also good pay for the workers.
Well, that's these are all good indicators, folks. So when we come back, we'll take a quick break in a few minutes, in a few seconds. When we come back, we're going to talk. We got good numbers on labor, on hiring. We got good numbers on sales. We got good numbers on price strength, pricing power. This is incredible, folks. Small business owners finally have pricing power. We're going to talk about that after the break, and maybe even that. Maybe they may be borrowing money. Who ever heard of such? We ever heard of that in 15 years almost. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Dr. Bill Duckenberg.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.